I was going to have to wait another month in order to take the test. Cue the tears. My husband and I decided to keep trying while we waited for this test. Why not? At that point, I had found tricks to make the sex fun again, which I discuss in Chapter 9, Section 12F. We had nothing to lose, but something shifted inside me. I detached myself from the outcome of that month because I didn't think it really mattered. I enjoyed the process instead of just trying to get to the destination. I relaxed. I exhaled and stopped stressing about it all. I went on an inward journey that helped me remove energetic blocks that I had built up over the years that were holding me back emotionally and energetically. I woke up on the morning of the 4th of July. I wanted to have a few cocktails at the neighborhood barbecue, but I always tried not to drink during that 2-week wait time at the end of each cycle, just in case. My period was set to arrive that day, so I figured I would take a pregnancy test just to see that negative result so I could enjoy drinking without worrying about it. So I took a test, something I hadn't done for months because I quickly learned not to torture myself with endless testing. But this time felt different because the agony of the result was gone. I had no expectations. And there it was, a positive result. After over a year of trying, I was pregnant. So what changed? My state of mind, for one. By relaxing about the process that month, it took all the stress away. I clarified my intentions around having a baby. I did some soul searching about why I wanted to be a parent. And in the process, I faced some deep internal fears and conflicts about it. I was practicing more meditation, affirmations, and visualization exercises. I'd been meditating for over 7 years, but now I was also teaching meditation classes, which offered new perspectives on the techniques I'd been practicing. I changed the way I spoke about the process and who I spoke to. These subtle shifts made a profound impact on me. I wanted to write this book to offer details into these wonderful exercises with the hope that they will help you too. I'm not saying you can just hope infertility will go away, but regardless of what happens, my toolkit offers emotional support, which I desperately needed on the emotional roller coaster I was on. Reproductive issues are medical, and there are amazing tools out there to help. I explain many of them in Chapter 9. However, the rate of unexplained infertility is rising. Approximately 1 in 4 fertility-challenged couples will be told there is no explanation for why they can't conceive. One study of around 1,300 women with infertility found that nearly 43% of those who never received fertility treatment eventually conceived and gave birth. Our emotions and state of mind could be complicating the process. The exercises in this book get you to relax, clarify your intentions, confront irrational and hidden fears, examine and raise awareness of any subconscious negative thoughts, and replace those negative thought patterns with positive and self-affirming ones. This book is designed to get you feeling great, no matter what happens. I hope this book will help you conceive naturally or with medical aid if needed. I think you'll find that you feel better about yourself, your life, and the art of making babies. There's exercises to help with your 2-week wait, retrieval and insemination days, to combat the physical effects of fertility medication, to jumpstart romance, to cope with grief after miscarriage or abortion, or to grieve the loss of any unsuccessful cycle. I offer yoga for male infertility or endometriosis and PCOS, visualizations to attract the right donors or surrogates, and so much more. Climb the emotional ladder with me to fight against grief, stress, and anxiety.